Boy, there's a difference between trying and letting. Okay, Pop, what's the difference? When you're trying to do something, you ain't letting God do exactly what he would have to do. This is what I would hear my entire life growing up. My pops would say these things, and I would almost push back against them a little bit. And I'd be like, Pop, like, well, why don't you let me try this thing? Let me go at it. And he would say, Pop, you know, you could either be trying or you could be letting. And I'd say, well, what about, like, you know, God helps those who help him themselves. And he said he doesn't need your help. He owns it all. And what he wants is your attention. And son, when he gets your attention, when everything turns out exactly the way that he wanted it to in his plan and in his time, then who are you going to be able to brag about? That's what he would ask me. Well, I would say, well, the only way I could brag about it, Pop, was be able to tell him about him. And that's exactly what he wants you to do, son. So stop trying and start letting. See, today's proverb, corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, Proverbs 16, 3,000-year-old wisdom, is all about letting him work. We're going to work on wisdom, commitment, prudence, righteousness, pride, and speech. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Commitment, right? Commitment eliminates options, right? These three words changed my life. I heard them probably 25 years ago. Commitment eliminates options. Whatever you're committed to, eliminates the options of anything contrary to that commitment. And imagine, commitment is to sever, like to cut off, because I'm just staying with this choice. And I find that once I commit to something, then I start to see progress in it. Prudence is just the care of the future. Righteousness is a right relationship with God. Pride, ego, and your speech. Imagine how much life you could speak into people. Special episode today, Miss Lori Halter and your incredible husband, John Halter. Lori gave me a hard time last night because I said I've been doing the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and she looked at me like this. Because there was a couple of days when I missed. I want to encourage every single one of you to be reading the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, but fill yourself up with grace when you don't read the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, because there's going to be times where you're uninspired, times where you're not able to do it, but stay on the journey. I've been doing it for 30 years, and it has created such an incredible foundation and a filter that I run everything through as I move. So Proverbs 16, let's get this party started. Proverbs 16, wisdom, commitment, prudence, righteousness, pride, speech. And honestly, like, watch until the end, because God wraps it all up. And it's incredible how he communicates from 3,000-year-old wisdom, and he hits with you today on the things that you're dealing with. And it's been an incredible journey for me going through Proverbs and also doing this series. And when I say a series, it's just something that I want to continue to do because I'm seeing so much. And when it first starts out, you'll read the proverb. And then as you go along, the proverb will read you. My best friend Will said to me, he's like, man, I've never really read the Bible because it's not really my bag. And I said, well, let's try Proverbs. He said, ah. And then I started doing this, and he's like, well, you break it down simply, and I understand it. So we're breaking this down in a language that we understand circumstantially, and honestly, like, and I want to stay on this, is question God as much as possible. If you didn't get the opportunity to watch the episode yesterday, subscribe to, hit the notification so that way when we come on, then you'll be there. I get to spend time this weekend. We have a woman's retreat. It's called the Women's Vibe Experience. It's 2.5 days, and it's meant to align your heart, your mind, and your skills to create an irresistible vibe. But also, it's going to all be based around wisdom, and wisdom is the right use of knowledge. There's no reason to get knowledge unless you have wisdom, because you would get all the knowledge in the world, and you've seen this happen, and I've seen this happen, and I've done this, where I've got the right techniques, or I've got the right knowledge, and I don't really know how to use it. So it just lays dormant. And how many of us have got to 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, and said, I wish I would have applied that earlier? Not that I would have knew it, but I would have applied it. So in Proverbs 16, about wisdom, commitment, prudence, righteousness, pride, and speech, and make sure that when you're working through this, that you're constantly questioning God. That's where his relationship with you will start to flourish and start to gain a little bit more traction. So think of this, write these things down. If you got a pen, read, write, and speak. That's the things that we're going to be talking about today. Reading, writing, and speaking. Reading, wisdom, and searching out things that will be able to lift you up and that are timeless. Writing down your thoughts about them, what sticks out to you, and then speaking life into every single person and environment around you. And I tell you, it will be transformative in your life. Point number one on Proverbs 16 is I wrote down, why should I surrender to you, God? This was a question that I've had over time, because most of the time we just hear, you know, you need to do this. Okay, cool. But why? Like, why should I surrender to you? And I don't know if any of you have had this, but I've had that question over and over again. And in verse 1-9, he answers, to human beings belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but the motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. This was one that my dad, my pops told me almost every single day of my life. And let me read it again. Commit whatever you do, commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. It's God's will, it's God's plan, it's God's timing. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, and the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And in verse 20, as we go down, let me go down to verse 20. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and the blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. And every single time that I think, like, God, I got this. Like, I've got this. You gave me this talent. Let me just work this thing out. And I bang my head against the wall. I saw a wall where, you know, maybe there wasn't a window or a door. Well, I can jump through the window, or I can make a hole in the wall that becomes a window, and I can dive through it. Every time, God is sitting on the other side laughing, saying, do I really need your help right now? I don't really need your help. I've got a plan. I've got a will, and I've got the means. I created it all. I'll give it to you when you need to have it. And this is where I tend to war with him a lot. And as through this study, this is one of the things. And then in point number two, it says, even the world recognizes in verse 10, it says, the lips of the king speak as an oracle, and the mouth and his mouth does not betray justice. In verse number 12, kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Verse 13, kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. And what it does is, it's not only telling you in verse 1-9 that God delivers this, but also, like, that God values all these characteristics in you, and to do right, what is right is just what God tells you to do. Make sure that we have a right relationship with him, meaning that we spend time with him. But also what he's saying is even the world recognizes divine wisdom. And so in verse 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15, it talks about how the world does. Even the king recognizes that spiritual wisdom. Let's go on to the next one, because in point number three, it says, even wealth bows down. Even your wealth will bow down. And this is a part that in today's society, a lot of times it's like, you know, I want to become financially free so I can, you know, basically take care of everything. And I'm not saying not be financially free and not be smart, but God wants you to know that even wealth bows down. And in verse 16, it says, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. And imagine with the financial freedom that we have, imagine if we had the wisdom to be able to do the right thing when we had it. There's so many stories, and you hear them all the time, of the person who chased after this and then they got to that, whatever it was, whether it be money or houses or cars or anything like that. Then they get to it, and what happens? They start searching for something else that's going to fill them up in their heart. God's saying, like, I'm not saying that riches, you can't have them. It's just fill up your heart first so you know exactly what to do with them when you get them. Number four is, what do I do with my ego? This was a question that I asked God last night, like, and this morning is, what do I do with my ego? Why shouldn't my ego be strong? Because I watch people and their ego is there, and then they move forward in the world. And he said in verse 18, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. I was just watching Griselda last night on Netflix, and I know exactly what's going to happen. Griselda, you know, she was a Colombian cartel. She was an incredible, strong woman. But what she's going to do, and I already know the story, she's going to start from humble beginnings, build up an incredible drug cartel, and then guess what's going to happen? Most likely, she's going to die. And she's going to die because of the thing that she built, and she's not going to end up riding off into the sunset and being fulfilled. But imagine this. Imagine if we fill up our heart with wisdom and we have the right use of knowledge, then that way, as things come in, we know how to be able to use them and steward them. And we always give the credit back to God. Verse number 19 is, better a lowly spirit along with the oppressed than to share the plunder of the proud. This was a thing that was big for me early on, because I thought that if I follow God, I had to be lowly. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, be humble, allow me to bless you, and then when you have the gift, you can't brag about it. My watch, I can't brag about it. My wife got it for me. My necklace, can't brag about it. That's Travis Piper. Even the woman's retreat that we're doing this weekend for 2.5 days to be, it's called the Vibe Experience. I can't brag about that because that is Debbie. Debbie created that. She asked for it, and I delivered on it. It was a gift. So I can't brag about it. And that's what God wants to do, is give you gifts. So then that way you could go out and you can show the world that it's him and get their eyes directed to him, because he's going to be the ultimate one that fills you up. In verse number 5, it says, do I really need wisdom? And I asked this last night and this morning. The wise in heart are called discerning, and the gracious and gracious words promote instruction. The wise in heart are called discerning, and the gracious words promote instruction. And then in verse 31, it says, gray hair is the crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. You never can escape hard work and time, and wisdom comes through the fear of God. But that fear of God is when you settle down and allow him to do the work as opposed to you doing it. Trying and letting, two different things. Let him work. Point number 6 is, why do I need prudence? It sounds slow and boring. This is what I wrote to him. These are the questions I have for God all the time. In verse number 22, prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. And in verse number 23, it says, the hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. In verse number 24, it says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. In verse number 32, let's go down to that. Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control, than one who takes a city. Why do I need prudence, which is the care of the future as opposed to just now, is because when we allow God to work, when we let him work, it's even stronger than a warrior. It's even stronger than a person who has prepared themselves and God, you know, and they go in and they try and knock down the walls. God is saying, I'll do it. And he says it, he shows it in all aspects. As we finish today, this is the last question. And I want you to, today, I want you to question God. Question him as much as possible. And the cool thing is we've got the vibe in the Wisdom and the Vibe journal coming. It's the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It's the journal. It's coming. It's being designed. It should be done in the next couple of days, and it'll be available for you for download, or you can actually order the book on Amazon, which is going to be amazing. In point number 8, I asked, why should I choose you, Lord? Silence goes over the land. I asked that question last night, and my pops taught me, like, question God as much as possible. Why should I choose you, Lord? I could choose money. I could choose gurus. I could choose everyone, every other thing in the world. It's all available. Why should I choose you? And this is what he answered. In verse number 33, the lot is cast into your into the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord. Let me read it again. The lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord. The lot is what the buzzword is today, your purpose, your meaning. That's tossed into our lap. It's gifted to us. That's what he's saying. It's gifted to us. But those decisions, what he wants you to do is just pass them right back to him and allow him to work. Let him work. Stop trying. Start letting. This has been Proverbs 16, corresponding proverb, corresponding day. I hope you had an incredible time. Go back and check some of the other episodes. Subscribe, share, do all the things that you know you need to do. Check out the Vibe community. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.